We don't normally mention astrology on the space show. Astronomy, yes, but not astrology. Well, we're going to make an exception tonight because Alina Venetskaya is a singer, television presenter on the music channel called Biz TV and later on Inter. She's also an author and a radio presenter. And she was born in 1974 in Ukrainian. She was born in Kiev. In Ukrainian, her name is Alona, but in Russian, it's Alina. And she has been performing under the Russian stage name. Anyway, we have a song by her. It's called Stargazer, brackets, Astrologer.
В карту небес ночной господин ночь напролет наблюдает он с трепетом, каждую знает и помнит в лицо, их называет ночными принцессами, краше всех женщин.
Летает ночь.
we hope that Alona is faring well in these troubled times in the Ukraine. Now, we did promise you something related to the James Webb Space Telescope, which is now at L2 and being adjusted, having its mirrors adjusted. So that in a way is a stargazer as well. So here's an Australian poem about that.
This is Science Rhymes. I'm Celia Burrell. Light years. Our telescopes can search the skies beyond the Sun and Milky Way for bright young stars and galaxies, although they're really far away. We estimate their distances, comparing them with other stars and measuring their brightness, which can indicate how far they are. But if we were to calculate their distance in kilometres, we'd end up seeing page and page of zeros, like a jumbled mess. And so the light year came about, to make the numbers easier, a formula of speed and time that's hidden those kilometres. The speed of light, when measured in kilometres per second, is 300,000, near enough, according to our reckoning. The time it takes the Earth to go around our planet's solar sun is called a year. In days, we know 365 of them. It only takes 8 minutes for a light ray from the sun to hurl 150 million kilometres to reach our world. But that's not far at all compared to light we see from distant stars. Those rays have taken millions of years to get to where we are. A light year in kilometres is 10 million million. This measurement of distance is so utterly gargantuan.
On FM, online and on TuneIn, 24/7, this is 88.3 Southern FM.
And you're listening to The Space Show. Well, I promised you some poems about the James Webb Space Telescope. I've got another five here. So they're all called JWST. The first one's by Aaron Haworth. An Eye into Space, where we set upon our gaze, the future awaits. Our second poem is by Alastair Sutherland. James Webb, Far-Seeing Beginnings. Asham Raja, there'll be time, time for solving the unsolved mysteries of the universe from its birth to the end. There'll be time when we won't wonder how the Big Bang happened, how it created the supermassive black holes, and how it will end. Believe in yourself, believe in science. We'll sin and be the explorers, and universe will start itself again. BMLKC has this poem about the JWST. Golden journey to unknown, beyond horizon, unfolding the mystery. And our fifth poem is by Calum Harrison. Man gathers photons in a golden honeycomb, sweet cosmic honey. Well, you are listening to The Space Show.